Hi there, Alana Terry here. You are listening to the Successful Writer Podcast. Thanks a lot for joining me. Today I am sharing with you a teaser from my course on productivity for authors. This is a course I have co-created with David Lee Martin, who has also written a book called Productivity for Indie Authors. And in the course, we're giving you lots of tips about everything from writing faster to organizing your time to even just your outlook on time management and productivity. It's meant to be super encouraging, non-guilt inducing, procrastination busting, but with a gentle approach. So if that sounds like something that would be helpful for you, you can grab the course at courses.alanaterry.com/productivity. And I hope you enjoy the teaser from the course. So when we talk about writing faster, there are many things that we can focus on. We can focus on things like whether you're a pantser or a plotter. I absolutely believe that whether you're outlining everything beforehand or you're just showing up and typing, I absolutely believe that you can be really fast either way. I'm definitely more of the pantser and still write really, really fast. So don't feel discouraged if you hear people say the only way to write faster is to learn how to outline better. I'm not here to tell you that, but there are so many tips about writing faster, but the biggest one that has helped my productivity and my word count the most has been doing writing sprints and then taking a break. And the sprinting part is just as important as the break. And I think the break might even be more important if we were going to have to quantify. So the way a typical writing sprint will work, it's something like you type 25 or 30 minutes. The idea in general is to type as much as you can. Don't worry too much about edits. Don't worry about how messy it is, but just keep going. And then after 25 or 30 minutes, you take a 5 or 10 minute break. The breaks are super important for me because if I don't take breaks, I get pretty bad carpal tunnel. I also can get pretty bad eye strain. So in my case, when I take a break, I do some wrist stretches, I move around some, and I make sure that I'm not looking at my screen. So that helps with all the physical tightness that can come from being sedentary. It helps with the carpal tunnel issues because I'm stretching my wrists. And then it helps with the eye strain because I am stepping away from my screen. It's a great way to refuel your creativity as well. I know when I first started thinking about taking breaks, I was a little nervous because I didn't want to step away. I thought it would make me less productive. But really, when I could do just a short 25-minute burst of typing and I knew a break was coming, it actually made me faster right away. So some productivity tips, like you have to learn to make them work for you, like dictation, it's probably going to make you feel slower at first before it makes you faster. But taking breaks made me faster on day one. And the way I know that is because I can track my word count speed. And so what I do is I take a note card, and after every writing sprint, I just keep track of how many words I wrote in that sprint. And this is useful for several reasons. If you're a competitive person by nature, you can have kind of a playful competition with yourself. I have a note card on my bulletin board that's just, what's my top record for how many words can I write in half an hour? So that can be fun and motivating. It can also be really useful just learning about yourself. I found that in the morning, I don't write as quickly. And so usually my mornings involve more administrative stuff, marketing stuff, busy work things, and I give my brain time to wake up. I also found that I'm slowest writing the first chapter or two. It takes me a little bit of time to feel my way into the story. So having the numbers there can really help. If you're not a note card kind of person, there are apps that will track this, or you could do spreadsheets. There are lots of ways to keep track of your word count, but it's great motivating to do so. And it can also really reveal a lot about your own biorhythms, when in the day you work fastest, even the seasons that you work faster. I know that by like March up here in Alaska, it's dark and cold and it's been winter for so long. February and March, I just go into those months not expecting the same degree of output as other months. So that can be helpful too when you start tracking over time. So if you're resistant to the thought of taking breaks, if you're afraid that it's going to slow you down, I really recommend you try it. And if you're anything like me, you'll see that on day one, you're going to be writing faster. And some of that is you can push yourself to just get to the end of that one sprint, right? It's not as if you have hours of writing ahead of you and you feel overwhelmed. You just need to get to the end of that one sprint. And so it can be really helpful. And again, the taking breaks is so important. It refreshes your creativity, gives you a chance to move around. It's a great option to
keep from burning out and to stay as fast and productive as possible.
So that is the teaser from the course on productivity for authors. If you want more helpful and encouraging tips like this, you can grab the course at courses.alanaterry.com/productivity. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you guys soon.